You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we look back on the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
First, we continue our summer music series called Setlist. We invited Wisconsin artists into the WPR studios for interviews and exclusive musical performances. You can hear them every Friday at this time until Labor Day weekend.
Madison's psychedelic rockers Dolores came to the WPR studios to play some new songs from their latest album, Peach Fuzz, and talk about how the band was spawned from an impromptu jam session at a music store.
All right. Does somebody have a van? Wait, don't tell me the new guy has the van.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you've got the van. Yeah, you can play drums with us.
Essentially.
That's it. First of all, you guys, thanks a lot for coming into the studio and playing for us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I want to get the origin story to start off with. Javi, but other people jump in. How did you guys get together as a band?
I met Adam at a music store in Minneapolis. He's just playing the bass behind me. He was, like, playing with me. And it was cool. And he's good. And so I went over and I was like, hey, let me get your number. I asked him for his number before I asked him for his name. And then we played around a little bit in Minneapolis. Nothing really serious because I was just on break in Minneapolis when I met him because I went to school at UW. But then his fiance got into a master's program here, and so they moved here, and so me and him started playing together. And then I met Willie through a couple different connections. And then Teddy joined up.
Eddie, Teddy.
Same thing. Joined up later.
Yeah, all this serendipity. Adam, you know, you meet this stranger in the music store. He asked for your number. I mean, did you instantly have a sense like, hey, I kind of click musically with this guy?
Yeah, I definitely was the creepy guy that decided to start playing along. I think Javi was playing on a banjo or...
I don't know music store etiquette. Is that cool? You're playing in a music store, somebody sits down and starts playing?
I love that. I've always done that with the people that are around me at music stores, and I think that they think I'm encroaching on their solo jam. But yeah, I really liked it when he was doing that.
I had only been in Minneapolis for maybe a month or two when that happened, and I was looking to play music there, and so it seemed to just click a little bit. Got lucky meeting somebody that way.
All right, and then Willie, you're on board. You're here in Madison. Correct me if I'm wrong, but all you guys, when I watch you here, I've watched you a little bit online, I get this notion you're having a lot of fun doing this. Is that part of what it's all about?
Lots of fun playing music.
Uh-huh. Too much fun ever?
Can't have too much fun playing music.
And Teddy, you're Eddie? No, Teddy.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah. No. So you're kind of like the hired gun as the drummer. Was it easy to fit in with these guys?
I'm the new guy.
The new guy? The new kid?
It was kind of intimidating at first, honestly.
Because they had their stuff, and you had learned their stuff.
Yeah, that's right. And I'd been listening to Nectar Fields, their first EP that the three of them put together for like months before I actually joined the band. I knew they were from Madison, and I heard they were looking for a drummer.
Didn't you think we were, like, old guys? Or did I make that up?
You guys? Yeah. Yeah, I thought you were, like, 29, 30.
Oh,
yeah, I did.
Old guys, and you thought they were 29?
I guess.
I'll invite the public radio audience to close their ears at this juncture. So Nectar Fields is the already existing EP, and you're working on another one, Peach Fuzz. What's growing? What's evolving in this new project you're working on?
Well, we flipped around, but like the way we did Nectar Fields is we like layered. Like he would do drums, and then he'd do lead guitar afterwards, and he would play bass, and then he would do synth afterwards. And then
it's hard to recreate live.
Though. So we needed like another soldier. So yeah, it's different because now Willie is only playing bass, and he still does guitar on there because we gotta have that. And Teddy's playing drums and doing a little singing. And
I think the sound in general is like a little harder, a little harsher.
Okay.
Yeah.
By hard, you mean a little more, I don't know, rockin' or?
Yeah, just more rockin'.
Yeah, it's way more rockin'.
Do you have an ETA, an inception date for Peach Fuzz, when that'll be?
When it's
done?
when it's done being mastered.
It's all recorded, it's all mixed, and we're just waiting for masters to come back. So
masters to
it's
masters.
In production.
We weren't very organized, so we don't have an official release date. We think when we get it done, it'll just kind of appear online. And
yeah.
So what is success for a musician these days? What is success for you guys? It's, you know, in the old days, you sell a lot of albums, you get bigger crowds at the show. Now there's social media. People can get your stuff online. Do you have a bar where it's like, yeah, this is where I want to be. Yeah. We made it when we hit this point.
I think being able to make a living off of it, that would be ideal for me.
Yeah. Same. I don't think we have like a certain number of records we're trying to like sell
sure.
or anything like that.
Touring in and out of Wisconsin. What do you guys have on the agenda?
Right now we're working on booking some Midwest shows.
Van or convoy or how are you traveling?
some buggy.
Van.
Does somebody have a van? Wait, tell me the new guy has the van.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you've got the van. Yeah, you can play drums with us.
Essentially.
That's it.
That's another obstacle to overcome. So
yeah, the glamour of the musical lifestyle. Guys, thanks a lot for coming into the studio today.
Yeah, thanks so
much. Thanks for having us.
That was Madison Band Dolores. Since, by the way, the time this interview was recorded, the band has officially called it quits. I hope it wasn't me. It was an amicable breakup, we hear. They played their last show 2 days ago in Madison. I guess that's rock and roll.
Setlist Summer Music Series airs on Central Time Fridays at 4:15 through early September. For more about the artists featured on Setlist, including songs and videos of their exclusive performances at our WPR studio, head over to WPR.org/setlist.
Next Friday on Setlist, we'll feature the Oshkosh rock band The Traveling Suitcase.
A few of the bands we featured so far on this series were included in the lineup at last week's inaugural Eau Claire's Music and Arts Festival. The festival drew more than 20,000 music fans to the banks of the Chippewa River just outside of Eau Claire. And one of those music fans is WPR's very own Jane Rotunda. Jane, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Jane, why did you want to go to this particular festival?
I was excited that it was in Wisconsin, and, you know, it was, from the beginning, the communication and the approach for promotions was just, it felt very different. It felt very warm and welcoming and less commercial. So I was excited about that. And of course, Justin Vernon and Bon Iver was a factor. They've been on hiatus from playing for a few years, so it was great to see them.
And what were a few of your musical highlights that you saw there?
Rather than picking a show, because that was just too hard, I loved the collaboration. There were artists sharing the stage with other performers throughout the entire festival. Blind Boys of Alabama, which is a gospel group, joined a folk rock group, Blown Bellow. S. Carey had the UW Eau Claire Jazz Ensemble on stage with them. And yeah, it was great to see so many people collaborating and working together and enjoying the music. And the No BS Brass Band was also awesome. They were parading around the grounds all festival and up on stage with so many different groups. They were great.
And you used the word collaborative, and I just anecdotally talking to some folks from WPR who went, they said that there was this spirit of collaboration, and Justin Vernon himself was talking about lots of language about love and only having each other as people, that it was sort of emotional. Did you find it emotional like that?
It was emotional. There was this feeling of community and just really celebrating people and music and what beautiful things people can create together when they, you know, work on this amazing big project. And it was definitely fun and friendly and really great.
Yeah, talking to bands in our music series, the people who are in now or in the past part of the Eau Claire music scene talk about this incredible community. In one case, how they felt lost when they moved too far away from it. Did you get that feeling from maybe local fans there, that they felt like they were part of this community along with all the musicians?
Yes, definitely. There was very much a sense of pride for Eau Claire and Wisconsin. And Eau Claire is an amazing place for fostering musicians. It's, you know, brought a lot of great music to the state and then beyond. So I think there was a sense of pride and excitement.
And did you get the sense that this was a big draw outside of Wisconsin? Were people crossing state lines to get to this?
Yes. I actually read in an article there were about 1,000 people from outside the states as well, and people represented from every state. So
Did you miss any of the shows you'd been hoping to see, or did you make it? Did you have your itinerary ready and you caught all the acts you wanted to see?
I did. I printed out the lineup and I did some highlighting and some planning to make sure I saw the acts that I really wanted to see. And then I also just, you know, let myself pick something randomly and explore. And it was very approachable in that sense. And also they staggered the times for the shows on all the different stages. So you were able to see a little bit of everything almost always.
Did you get the sense that any stars were born at this festival the way they sometimes are at, you know, say, South by Southwest?
Well, one surprising act that I didn't know a lot about was Francis and the Lights. And I don't know, they might be stars already, but they were super captivating. They put on a great show, and they were an act that I didn't know anything about and ended up really enjoying.
And a risk of any outdoor festival, the weather. And I know there were chances of rain, I think, that weekend. Did you ever have to run for cover?
Actually, there was a storm on Friday night, and we were camping, and we were instructed to bend down the hatches and get in our cars and sleep for a couple hours because there were some pretty high winds and thunder, and it was exciting, you know? It was like this middle of the night adventure and excitement, and then it was over, and it was beautiful during the day. Sunny, very hot, but sunny and really fun.
Sounds like summer in Wisconsin. Well, Jane, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. It's my pleasure.
That was Jane Rotonda, Development Specialist here at WPR, talking about the Eau Claire's Music and Arts Festival.